Now, you're not going to be the spokesperson for Carillion, correct? You're not going to be the external spokesperson on TV or whatever. You're going to be telling stories.
Yes. So I'm not going to be their spokesperson for television. I'll be essentially their health reporter, their in-house health reporter. They have a newsroom concept that is really exciting. So I'll be able to tell the stories of the amazing research and advances in patient care and all that's going on in that Carillion Clinic campus. And when I say campus, that, of course, includes the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute, the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine, Jefferson College of Health Sciences, and Carilion Clinic. They've really created this original medical campus that continues to grow and continues to become a destination for patient care. So being a part of that's exciting.
It's pretty amazing when you consider, Karen, that where the campus is the medical school and the research institute, that was really a brownfield, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Now it's just, you know,
you're right.
Destination center.
I remember reporting on the fact that they were going to tear down Monell Mills there in that little fork, and that there was this idea to create a Carilion Clinic that would provide specialty care, that would provide research opportunities, educational opportunities. And at the time, you know, you've been covering news as long as I have here, Gene. At the time, I thought, what's that going to look like? And when you drive down Jefferson these days, the landscape has changed so much that it's exciting to see, and I think that's only going to grow.
And it's really been an economic development driver. You talk about the bridges development, a new Starbucks, which I was happy to see.
Really, that's
been a driver for the whole valley. And this is really sort of in your wheelhouse, Karen, because you've been reporting on healthcare issues in Carilion for years.
Yeah, more. I'll see 14, 15 years. I've been telling the stories of local patients, local doctors, nurses, healthcare professionals, and I honestly, Gene, feel so honored that those folks have invited me into their home every day through the television news broadcasts, but also that they've invited me to share their stories with the community in an attempt to create more awareness and to help others. And so I'm excited that I'll still be doing that in my new role with Carilion.
And a lot of your product will actually, Karen, be seen inside Carilion, correct, by people inside Carilion?
It'll be inside Carilion, but also for folks who are online, social media, that sort of thing. These days, I'm finding, and I don't know if you find the same thing, people want news and information when it's convenient for them. So where do they look for news and information? They look online, they look to social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or some other social media platform, to get that information that they want. And so I will be able to provide different health stories about whether it's innovations or patient care or wellness or nutritional opportunities for local patients through those modes. So for people in our area, they can follow Carilion Clinic on Facebook, on Twitter. We have this exciting video planned for my first day. So on January 5th, my first day at Carilion Clinic, we've created a top 10 list, if you will. It's a video, so my top 10, McNews News, if you will. So it'll be top 10 regarding all of my years in television and then transitioning into my new role as essentially a health reporter for Carilion Clinic.
You're going to read it like David Letterman's top 10, you know?
I will tell you, I'm not exactly like David Letterman, but there are a couple of little funny, quirky top 10 moments.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, we're talking with Karen McNew, former anchor and reporter for WSLS 10. When you look back at, you know, just off the top of your head, Karen, are there a few stories that stand out for you at mm-hmm. Channel 10 that you know, that really impacted you or you think impacted the community?
I was talking about a couple of those actually just a little while ago. So one of those stories that really touched me early on in my medical reporting career was the story of a local woman named Sue. She contacted me and said, I have melanoma. It started as a mole. It spread to my brain and it's terminal. Will you tell my story so that other families won't have to go through what my family's going through? And so for me, every time I share that story with people, I feel emotional because I sat in her dining room with her and her family, and she said, I'm not going to see my son graduate from college. I'm not going to see my daughter get married, but I want other people to have those opportunities. And so we shared her story about the importance of getting those suspicious moles checked. And she sent me a thank you card, Gene. And when I got that thank you card, I thought, you know what? I need to be thanking her for sharing her story and having the courage to do that. That's one moment. And then a more uplifting story that I remember is we called it the Teeny Beanie Baby story. I won a regional Murrow for it. And basically, there was this little girl named Michaela, born at Carilion Clinic's NICU, which at the time was at Community Hospital. And she was smaller than a beanie baby, and her dad could put his wedding band on her leg. She was so small. And, of course, the advances may not have been there that we have now, but that little girl celebrated her first birthday as a happy, healthy baby girl. And so when we chronicled the beginning to that first birthday, that's what won the Regional Murrow Award and what allowed me to, you know, share an inspirational moment with the viewers. So
hear, hear. So you're going to be able to bring some of that, you think, journalism sensibility to what you're going to be doing at Carilion?
That's absolutely what I plan to do. I feel like this is not a goodbye to people. I'm not really changing who I am to go to Carilion Clinic. It just allows me to continue to be who I have been and then grow in that role as a health reporter with the opportunity to take some time to really tell those amazing stories that are happening every day in our communities.
I have to ask you this. You were a Miss Virginia contestant as Miss New River Valley. What was more nerve-wracking, walking down the aisle in a bathing suit or maybe your evening gown worried about tripping or the first couple of days you sat in the anchor chair for Channel 10?
Oh, man, Gene, you pulled that one like out of the history books. I would say that both of them were very nerve-wracking. I quickly got used to the anchor chair. I don't think I would ever get used to walking down a runway in a bathing suit.
Me neither. You going to miss some of your colleagues at Channel 10, or was the John Carlin, longtime co-anchor?
Yeah, John's been a friend of mine for a very long time. I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to have an opportunity to meet you for lunch any day because, you know, he comes in the afternoon. I will miss some of the photographers I've worked with for years. I'm going to miss, you know, some of those chats on the road. Jeff, Greg, and Lee are three of them who've been there for a very long time with me. And so that's a fun part of the storytelling process. But I'll be able to do that with my new family.
Mm-hmm. Going to keep up your running. I know you were very involved last year with the Carilion 10-miler, mm-hmm. the one at the lake, and you're running yourself. You're going to keep some of that going?
Absolutely. I actually plan to do even more of that, Gene. So my new office is on McClanahan, very easy access to the Greenway. So I'm going to pack my bag every day to, you know, hopefully get in a few miles and just look forward to that 8 to 5 shift where I'll have some flexibility. I mean, you get off at 5 o'clock and take a little run, get home still in time for dinner. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I was going to say this to wrap up. It sounds like you're really, you know, excited about this new phase of your career.
I am so excited. It's amazing that it's even happening. You know, it's almost surreal when you've been doing one thing for so many years. So I've been in television news for almost 20 years. I'm 40 years old. I've been at Channel 10 almost 17 years. It dawned on me yesterday, I've given almost half of my life to television news. And here I am going to make this major change and shift in my life, but everything feels right about it. And so my mantra has always been, I make the decision in my mind and how do I feel about it before I make the decision in life. And so I made the decision in my mind about, do I really want to make this transition? And I said, yes, I do. And I feel great about the opportunities and the family atmosphere at Carilion Clinic. I mean, honestly, Gene, I've had people say to me just on the street who've heard about me leaving, whether, you know, through different outlets, welcome to the Carilion Clinic family. And I'm like, wow, that's great. I can't wait to be a part of it.
Karen, good luck. I'm sure you'll do great.
Thanks, Gene.